reached alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
My brothers and my sisters, for us as Anglicans, as people of faith, I contend, I believe we have become too familiar with this creedal attestation that God raised Jesus from the dead. And in Jesus and Jesus alone is our hope. And we say all the time and we declare in our Eucharist that Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And that ought to inspire us and push us forward in faith. Former President Barack Obama wrote a beautiful book on the audacity of hope. But as great as that book was, it cannot compare with that which is said in the BLE. And so for us this morning, I want to lift six things that Mary Malone shared that show us the importance of having hope. Christian people must have hope. And so firstly, point number one, if we have hope, it keeps us from disasterizing. Hear that word? Where we look only on what is happening to us. And we miss out on the fact that something good can come from that which is bad based on what? On our response. God can bring some good from it. And then secondly, but because we belong to the human race, we start, or we ought to start, setbacks as opportunities for growth rather than destruction. Growth, a movement forward. Thirdly, hope has a way of counteracting fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love, and a sound mind. And so is it any surprise that in Holy Scripture, fear not is mentioned 437 times. 437 times. That's God's way of saying, I got you. Hold on. Help and hope are on the way. Fourthly, hope keeps you and keeps me learning in order to reach our goals. Hope opens us up to new ideas, new thinking. And then we are stretched, and Christians have to be stretched because sometimes we become set in our ways and we even attempt to box our God in and say what he can and cannot do because the worship aim my taste, that aim my soul. He has to stretch us so we are opened to new ideas, new thinking, new ways of listening to him, and then sharing this glorious gospel. Number five, hope has a way of fostering belief. But a belief that you can succeed. You can succeed. That which we encounter on this side This is merely a setback, a pause, because dreams deferred are not dreams denied. We gotta tell ourselves, well, what God has for me, it is for me, and no demon in hell can deny me what God has for me. Then we need to share that with our children, tell them, listen, it's only a setback. We'll watch God. And then number six, hope has a way of bringing success. And what in truth is success? I'm glad you asked. Success is obedience to God, empowered by the Spirit of God. And then this be on top of this great love for God if we are to be successful and allow Him through His Holy Spirit to direct us. And when that takes place, we will attempt to advance the kingdom of God. And so success begins by obeying God, by repenting and believing in His Son, Jesus Christ alone. And so my family, this morning I have come to tell you to remain hopeful. Remain hopeful. There was a beautiful song written, and some of the lyrics came to mind for me this morning. Because no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus and Jesus alone commands my destiny. No power in hell, no shame of man can ever pluck me from His hand. Till He returns or calls me home, I'll hope in the power of Christ alone to stand. And so my family, we say the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you His hope and His peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, that blessing of the Father, the love of the Son, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you this morning, this day, and even forevermore. Amen. Go in peace now to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness is born by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath